Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode number 38 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb. Thank you for joining us. We got a fun episode. We're going to answer some questions. We got some other stuff to talk about, too. But first, let me introduce everybody here to you. All right, let's see. To my left, we have Ms. Carla.
Hello.
And then Noah.
Hi.
And Seth.
I'm always last.
Well, you're not. Well, if you sat to my left, maybe you wouldn't be. But it's just the way it works. Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, so let's go over our nicknames. So today is Independence Day.
Yay. Happy Independence Day.
It's not, I mean, it's not actually Independence Day, but it will be for the people listening. I mean, assuming you listen to this episode the day it comes out.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, there you go.
God bless America.
I mean, Canada Independence Day was the other day.
Yeah.
It was the 150th anniversary of Canadian independence, eh?
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. Anyway, so let's go for nicknames. Let's see. Noah, this week you are Ol Snickery.
What? Is that a Harry Potter character?
It sounds like one. Ol Snickery.
No, I just took Ol Hickory and made it Ol Snickery. What do you think of that?
I don't get it.
Okay, you know, okay, it's an American, it's America themed a nickname day.
Oh.
So Ol Hickory was Andrew Jackson, and so you're Ol Snickery.
I just still don't get the Snickery part.
I don't like Snickers.
Smirk.
Ol Smirkery. It actually sounds like an Andrew Peterson Whoppers. Character in one of his
Ol Snickery?
Books.
It kind
of
does. It does kind of have that like a child fiction
it does.
Character name. All right, let's move on to Seth. Seth, this week, you are Flamesay Garfield. He's thinking.
I'm still trying to figure out the reference.
Is that a president?
Well, yeah, minus the flames part.
Like James A. Garfield?
Yeah, James A. Garfield. And Mama, I don't have it. Let's see, we need a presidential nickname for you.
But a female president.
There's not
okay.
been any female presidents. So I'm kind of short on nickname for you. What would be the first lady?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Name it Lady Bird Johnson, but you could be Chicken Lady Johnson.
I like it. I'll take it.
Chicken Lady Johnson.
No,
Chicken
Lady Bird Johnson. Hardwick.
What?
Lady Bird Hardwick.
That's not really a play on words, but okay then. Whatever works for you. But I wanted to get back to the Flames A. Garfield thing. Partly I gave you that nickname, Seth, but okay, first because, you know, the Flames, fireman thing. But then Garfield. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 So Seth has been watching Garfield.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to notice the connection here. Okay. So do you know the Garfield, James A. Garfield, was an interesting president, actually. What do you know
he
about
died
him?
Early.
He did. He did.
In
he
like
did.
30 days.
No. That was Harrison.
Oh.
Garfield died in 200 days.
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough. Beyond that, do you know anything about James A. Garfield? I had to do some reading.
I don't remember anything, no.
He was like, what, the 23rd president or something?
That I don't remember.
Is the cat named after him?
I'm assuming so, but I don't know for sure. I don't really know. So I did a little research on James A. Garfield.
Apparently not enough. You don't know what president he was.
Yeah, that's true.
Or what cat was named after him.
This is kind of turning into that What You Missed in History class podcast just a little, but... James A. Garfield. Okay, here's a couple of interesting facts about James A. Garfield, besides the fact that he only served for 200 days and he was in
was
bed
close.
Sick for about half of that. Anyway.
He was the 20th.
20th president. There you go.
So he's only four off.
I think he followed Hayes, if I'm not wrong. If you go to his Wikipedia page and you want to find out what did James A. Garfield achieve, this is what Wikipedia tells you among his achievements. His chief... Achievement, that's kind of hard to say. Chief achievement. According to Wikipedia was, quote, purging the corruption of the post office.
Wow.
The post office was corrupted?
Well, it still is, but yes. It was apparently, at that time, it was very corrupt. And that was among the things he achieved in his less than 200 days in office.
I wonder what he could have done if he lived 400 days.
I know. Well, yeah. What I read, he seemed like a pretty cool dude. Like, he might have actually been a really good president.
He could have purged FedEx of corruption.
Yeah, except they weren't around yet. Yeah, maybe we never even needed FedEx. Who knows? But that's actually not the most interesting thing about him. The most interesting thing about James A. Garfield is the way he became president in the 1880 Republican National Convention.
Is that the one vote?
No, but it is something along those lines. Okay, I'm going to take you down a quick trip into American history. Ready? Okay. It does. It needs like music. Thank you.
Okay.
The 1880 Republican nominee, there were three of them. They were all competing, right? And one of them, in fact, was Ulysses S. Grant, who was trying to get a third term as president. Okay? Now, none of the three could get the majority delegates in the Republican National Convention. In fact, they went 35 rounds. 35 rounds voting, wow, deadlocked, because nobody would budge an inch. All right? In the 35th ballot, they finally started to agree that they were going to need a third dark horse candidate. And suddenly, a bunch of delegates started shifting to this guy named James A. Garfield, who had done a speech earlier in the convention. And so, on the 36th ballot, he got the majority of the delegates and was the Republican nominee and went on to win the presidential election, even though he had not, up to that point, even been running.
I was going to say, he had a very short presidential run there as a Republican.
Well, right? Yes, as a Republican. Okay. I mean, between the time that the Republican National Convention happened and the election happened, he did
run.
Well,
I understand that, yeah.
He didn't even run up until the convention, and yet he was chosen.
Wow.
Yeah. Was the craziest Republican National Convention in American history.
I don't know. This last one might match it.
No, I know the last one was pretty crazy, but I don't even think it competes with this one. They went 36 round, guys. It took them like 8 days to choose a nominee.
I think that if they could have found anybody to be the third candidate, it could have gone to the third candidate in the last Republican.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. That was everything that's pretty much notable about James A. Garfield or Seth's flames.
He was also assassinated.
Yes. I mean, that's the obvious thing.
Do you suppose...
You never mentioned it, though.
Okay. Yeah. He only was in 200 days because he was assassinated.
Well, did his unusual run for president have anything to do with the assassination? Or I should say that backwards. Did the assassination have anything to do with
it? I think I read the guy who shot him. In fact, he actually lived for like 2.5 months after he was shot. And some people say it wasn't even the bullet that killed him. It was the poor doctor care that killed him. But anyway.
It probably was.
Yeah.
It probably was. But the thing is the guy who shot him apparently was just, he was mad because he didn't give him, Garfield didn't give him a job in his cabinet or something like that. He was crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who does that's crazy, you know. So anyway, there you go. There's everything you need to know about James A. Garfield.
Thank you. Thank you.
In fact, it's probably a lot more than you wanted to know.
We've just spent the first segment of this show talking about a
James
nickname.
A. Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah, we spent a lot of time explaining Seth's nickname, and that's not even why. It's mostly just because you've been watching Garfield the Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noah, what you munching on over there?
Whoppers.
You should shake them so everybody can hear them. Okay, that's enough. Nicely done. Thank you. So Noah's munching on Whoppers. Seth is Flames at Garfield. And Ms. Carla is Chicken Lady Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get the Johnson, though.
Because she was Lady Bird Johnson, and we're trying to make it a presidential nickname.
But she's not a Johnson.
Never mind. This isn't going to work.
You're not a Garfield, so.
What's up, guys? Y'all been doing anything fun, anything interesting?
Well, I tell you, the most interesting part of my day today, I got the marker and relabeled everybody's underwear.
Ooh.
Wow.
So it'll be easier to sort them.
The real question is whether you got it right.
I don't know.
Is all my underwear going to go in the wrong place? How
I marked them.
That's how this works.
I'll just go buy some new ones.
You don't get a choice of what underwear you wear. You just get whatever is marked with your initials.
I am so glad I did that, though. It'll make my life easier.
Okay, then. Well,
did you do that with the shorts? Because that's where you have the real problem, apparently.
No,
there's no good
way
to mark those.
I didn't mark the shorts.
They're not that hard. No one has the same pair.
It's true. We've done that intentionally.
I can never remember whose shorts are whose.
Yeah. Okay, so no pun intended. We'll let that unfold.
That was intended.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I actually thought of it before. Wait. I thought of the fact that might be punny.
Can I tell you about the second most exciting thing I've done?
Touché. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the second most exciting thing that I've done is I have been researching toilet papers. Excuse me, bathroom tissues.
Oh, wow.
So that I'll know what brand to buy to take to Helena this weekend.
When you say researching toilet papers, I assume you mean like you were reading about it.
Yes, okay. Online.
Okay, yes. Okay. Is there a lot of good online literature about toilet paper?
Actually, there
are probably blogs dedicated to
actually,
testing toilet paper.
There are a lot of different sources to consult concerning.
Yeah.
I know them are owned by Charmin, but
yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, industry-funded research.
Well, I did find out that Charmin is the leading brand in the United States.
Did you know that they have a truck and an app, and you could put in a note on your app, and they'll come bring the truck to you so you can use the bathroom?
Really?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
If you're out of toilet paper?
No. Like, it's a mobile bathroom, and if you check in and the truck comes to you.
That's not nearly as helpful as the times in which you're in a bathroom and there's no toilet paper.
I don't know.
An emergency.
It was in New York, and it was really weird.
Okay. I'm not sure what to think about that, but.
Well, I found out two things, though, about Charmin. Not only is it the most popular TP in the United States, it also is the one that more plumbers say clogs pipes than any other. There's probably some correlation between that, though. I mean, if more people are using it, then more pipes would be clogged by it, right?
I guess so.
How are plumbers, are they checking that when they're
apparently
yep. They have to report that on their statistics to the National Plumbers Association of Clogged Toilets.
I have a feeling your problem is the Charmin. Yep, there it is. That's the Charmin.
I guess they go in the bathroom and look and see what kind of toilet paper somebody's using when they find it.
Okay, then. All right. So, yeah, underwear and bathroom tissue. What an enlightening day.
I live such an exciting life.
Hey, what about my brothers? Y'all doing anything?
I'm tired.
What did you do today, Seth?
I worked.
He did not. He watched TV.
Admittedly, how many Garfields did you watch today?
None.
None? Okay, well, you watched something, probably.
I watched Andy Griffith and MASH.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Garfield, Andy Griffith, MASH. That's like the Holy Trinity, so.
I've been watching Smallville.
Smallville, yeah. Why?
But I'm just tired.
Why did you decide to start watching Smallville?
Because
again?
I couldn't find anything else to watch, and I've been wanting to watch it for a long time, and then I discovered it was on Hulu, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to take advantage of that 30-day trial that they're always offering me.
So you've got to watch the whole
entire
you got to
finish
series.
The series by 30 days.
I've got to watch 10 seasons in 30 days.
It's only, like,
and only the first
episodes.
Three are any good. Wow. Okay. That's exciting.
I'm not sure why I like Smallville. I hadn't figured it out yet. Maybe it's just nostalgic, or maybe
it's part of
it. They do wreck a lot of cars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like Mythbusters, you know? You get to see something explode every episode.
So far, I've made another observation besides just cars. So far in the first season, I think Lana has had 3 mild concussions.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That explains why she's a little dope.
Wow.
She's got a few problems, doesn't she?
I mean, those are just the ones that they reported at the hospital. We don't know how many there might have been that weren't reported.
It's probably why she can't figure out that Clark is an alien. She just has, she's not all there. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I've been working. I had an interesting experience the other day while working. We were putting out stuff in the antique mall, which is part of what I do in my work. And I came across... I'm going to try to describe it. It was a plate, okay, and it had pictures of Hall of Fame baseball player Carlton Fisk on it. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. It just kind of caught my attention because it had baseball in it. But I started looking at it, and I realized this is an autographed plate. It was actually autographed by Carlton Fisk, and I kind of looked at it and the signature... And I flipped it over and was reading about it. And like, this was like a legitimately produced Hall of Fame baseball plate. I don't even know how to describe it.
How old would it have been? Is it antique?
He's not that antique because he played in like the 70s and 80s.
Is he dead or
no,
alive?
I don't know. I don't think he's dead. But in any case, I was like, how did this end up in Bryant, Arkansas?
So wait, when you say plate, are you talking about like a home plate or like a food plate?
No,
or
a like dish. A plate? Like a kitchen plate, the collector's dish plate.
Of all the autographs you've gone and gotten, do you remember anybody handing a player a plate?
Hey, Mr. Fisk, will you sign my plate? Yeah. It was actually produced by like the Hall of Fame or whatever. So obviously, yeah.
I don't know. I think we might have to try this sometime.
I
feel like if you took a plate out there and said, "Hey, will you sign this?" Who would turn that down?
The ones on eBay sell for like above $50.
Wow.
And
how much do they have on it? About 200?
No, she had $3 on it.
Did you still think you should have bought it?
I didn't. If somebody wants to go buy it, what would I do with a plate? I
mean, sell it on eBay.
I guess so. I have my breakfast on it.
I was going to say, you could eat on it.
Laminate it.
Yeah, sure. Why not? No, but if somebody wants it, go to Antiques and Uniques and buy it.
Just think how much Colo.
We could feed the dogs on Carlton Fisk's autograph.
I think Colo would enjoy that.
Yeah. Eating fish sticks on a Carlton fish stick.
No, it's Fisk, F-I-S-K.
It doesn't matter. I just still.
Okay. Well, okay. A Carlton Fisk does sound like a type of fish, though. Yeah. Yeah, so that was like the most interesting thing that I think that I happened across this week while working. So anyway, some other cool things we've been doing. Oh, we got to talk about the fireworks show.
Oh, yeah. That was a disappointment.
The Haskell Fireworks Show, which was, what day?
It's not the Haskell Fireworks Show.
Well, what is it? The Rhineco Fireworks Show?
No, it's the Arkansas Health Center.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Whatever.
Sponsored by the city of Haskell.
What's interesting.
Rhineco.
Yeah, when you drove by, the banner had.
Yes.
Harps was
but they
not
didn't
on
have
the banner.
They didn't have a banner, but they were mentioned in the sponsors.
Okay.
Well, when you were driving into Haskell, they had a banner with all the different sponsors on it. And then they took them down the day of the fireworks show. Did you notice that?
And they put them in front of the stage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it turns out the fireworks show was kind of a letdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just didn't do much.
It fizzled.
It just kind of fizzled out.
It was like, boom, boom.
But with like 30 seconds between each one of those booms.
And then the finale was like, boom, boom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not,
about 10 seconds between those two.
I'm not here to criticize, you know.
I am.
Well, I'm only here to say that it just wasn't nearly as exciting as past ones.
Yeah, it felt like I've always had a really good fireworks show. The one that like actually felt like it did competitive with Benton, and this year's wasn't so.
Just didn't really.
Well, I didn't go, but I did notice that the dogs didn't bark much during it.
Yeah,
so it didn't
there weren't even that many loud ones. There were a few loud ones.
There was only
ones.
Like one or two that were loud enough to set off a car alarm.
Yeah, you know, the ones like boom, wah, 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 you know.
I thought it was loud, but I was kind of right underneath them.
Yeah, you were a little closer than we were. So.
How come you were right underneath them?
I was working on as a firefighter there, supervising.
Supervising what?
So wait, this is grass.
Anything about fireworks.
Supervising the grass. It's like you're just watching the grass and just making sure it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, if the grass keeping an eye on you, grass. Flames, then you would know something was wrong with the grass.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, when grass stops doing what it's supposed to do, that's when Seth jumps into action. Okay. We went surfing on the lake. That's almost old news now, but that was
that's old news.
But that
I
was
mean,
fun.
The fireworks show is almost old news.
But that was fun. And the only other thing I think that's exciting that's happened to me is I bought shoes.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else y'all can think of?
You bought socks that were too big.
I did. Oh, yeah. Huh. And we're going to get back to that later. Okay?
Sure.
So, the other thing I did today was I've been planning for Helena.
Oh, yeah.
Our fun little excursion over to Helena, Arkansas. Mama, you've been spending a lot of time working on that.
I have. I spent too
researching
much time
toilet
today.
Paper.
Yeah.
Researching toilet paper.
I don't think we ever clarified why you were researching toilet paper, but that's why.
Yeah, we have to take toilet paper to the church because the church doesn't furnish us with toilet paper. So
It's like it's our offering. Instead of putting money in, we put it in toilet paper.
We have to bring enough for 30 people to use for a whole week. And I'm just trying to calculate that and figure that out. How
she's
much been, toilet paper do we have to
been,
buy?
Testing
average toilet paper use per person in a day.
And you know the pipes in Helena are just terrible.
Inferior.
Yeah. So you don't really want to buy the really thick, fluffy stuff, or we'll plunge the whole time we're in Helena to try to keep the pops cleaned out.
But that's not the only thing you've been doing, because you have a special job in Helena.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to get to teach the upper elementary kids, like 9 to 12, something like that.
Yep, in the swim camp. I guess if somebody doesn't know, the trip we're talking about is a mission trip over to Helena, Arkansas, where we put on a swim camp with a whole bunch of different churches from all over the place come together, and they put on a swim camp for the kids, and we kind of do a little vacation Bible school type thing.
Right, yeah.
And it's cool because the kids there don't get to swim very often. There are no swimming pools in Helena. Have you ever seen a swimming pool in Helena besides the one at the park?
No. And the one at the park is hardly to be called a swimming pool.
It's like from the 20s.
Yeah. I was going to say it should probably be in the antique store over there.
Antique swimming pool. Yeah. but it's really special for these kids because they don't really get to swim much. And so for them to get to have the city pool opened up to them for a week is really a treat for them.
If they swim in it and they get to a certain level or something like that, they're allowed to swim all summer.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's
an incentive. They have
that's why they want to go to swim camp.
You go.
But they have to go through the swim camp.
Yeah. So the swim camp it teaches them how to swim, and if they can show their proficiency, then they get to use the pool. Yeah.
Well, my understanding is they're kind of divided into five groups and rotate through the pool, but they also rotate through crafts and kind of song game type.
Uh-huh. And a sports. And
sports, yeah.
Which and then, do we know what it is this year?
I don't know. I haven't heard anybody say what
it's either golf or tennis or something like that. Yeah. So.
And then, of course, our Bible story time, which is kind of going to be a challenge because I didn't know this when I signed up for it. But we have to incorporate the teaching of something literary into our Bible time. And so I'm going to use the concept of stories and how stories are put together as my literary time. And then I have been making reading sheets for the kids with some stories on them for them to read. And I know you've been doing kind of the same thing because you're working with the teenagers.
Mm-hmm. So me and Noah get to work in a program called Camp Go. Noah, would you tell us a little bit about Camp Go?
So Camp Go is for the kids who have aged out of the swimming camp and are now teenagers. And it's a chance for them to continue with the camp by becoming leaders for the camp and learning how to become like the group leaders who help move the kids like from one station to the next.
Right. And so that's what I've got to been doing this weekend a lot is planning, because I get to be the Bible teacher for the Camp Go kids, which I'm really excited about. So today I spent a lot of time putting together the material that they're going to read and listen to. So I started putting together audio tracks of some of the Bible stuff we're going to read. But there wasn't for some of it, so I actually just recorded my own. So it's been like I was like doing the Caleb audio Bible today.
I loved your Caleb audio Bible.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty good.
Complete
you
with
did
music?
A good job.
Yes, complete with a pirated music, sort of.
Nothing like a Bible with pirated music.
That's right. No, I just took the Beautiful Eulogy instrumentals album, because they released an instrumental version of it, and just used those in the background. So, I mean, I don't think Beautiful Eulogy would be too upset if they found out that we were using this to help kids learn how to be leaders in their swim camp and communities. So, yeah, anyway.
In case you're wondering, I have a very important job, too.
Yes, you do. Maybe the most important.
He may have the most important job in the camp.
Keep my mom alive for a week.
Yes.
His job, that's how bad I am when it comes to Helena heat and all. I have one person dedicated to me just to keep me hydrated and cool.
I wonder what they thought when they saw that written on the sheet, because that's actually what I said. I'm this person's assistant. And yeah, you know, it's like, I'm making sure they don't die.
Yeah. That's it. He's going to make sure I take my medicine at the right time and drink lots of fluid, and it's going to help me out.
Yep.
I'm grateful for that.
So we're all excited. We're all getting ready to go. We'll be leaving this weekend, and we may even do a podcast from Helena.
I hope so.
Live.
It would be fun.
Yeah, maybe. You think we can live stream it?
If the internet connection's good enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much internet we want to steal from the Wi-Fi there, but in any case, we might do that. So anyway, you shall be hearing more about that in the next upcoming couple of weeks.
Just check the Facebook page and the web page, and we'll keep you updated.
That's right.
Segway.
All right, so this is the segment of the show where we're going to answer a few questions. So I've been playing around with an app called Anchor, which is sort of a podcasting type app. It's basically Snapchat plus podcasting. So you record it and you make little stories out of it. And it's a real fun little app. I've spent quite a bit of time on there. And so I asked the people that listen to my station on there for some questions to answer on our podcast here on Hardwick Sound. So without further ado, here is the questions they asked. The first one is pretty simple. I think we can answer this one pretty easily. This one comes from Leon.
Hey, Caleb, a question for you and your brothers. What are your favorite movies?
So there you go. That's a pretty easy question.
Hey, I don't have to answer that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
He didn't specifically say brothers and mom, but I think you can if you want to.
I'll think about it.
Okay. Seth, how about you go first?
Haven't we answered this on the podcast before?
I don't know. We talked a lot about Christian movies. What about just mainstream movies?
Well, I think we just answered when we were talking about movies in general what our favorites were.
Well, we can answer again. What do you think, Seth?
Favorite movie, probably The Buttercream Gang.
Buttercream Gang is your favorite, all-time favorite movie?
I don't know. Maybe?
Okay, well, name a couple others just for context.
Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Noah?
I don't know why you keep saying this is an easy question, because I don't know. It doesn't feel like an easy question.
Well, I assumed you could at least think of a couple of things.
I mean, I could just
rattle off
the kind of movies I like. I don't know if I could.
Obviously,
like,
another favorite is going to be the Lego movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Lego movie, the Shaun the Sheep movie was
good. Oh, that was
really
good. Yeah.
I like pretty much superhero movies, although I actually complain about them a lot. So
yeah, you
do. It's kind of questionable whether I really like them or not.
You like watching them so much because they're your favorite movies.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like Princess Bride, like you said, and Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings would be probably right at probably at the top for me. I don't
think
I've ever.
If you're talking about like a long actual like action kind of movie with a story and all.
Yeah. I think for sure, like if I was to actually compile an official list of my favorite movies, Lord of the Rings would probably have to be the movie I've most enjoyed ever.
Which one is your favorite though?
Probably the third
really
one.
Break them
you
down,
can't really break
think.
Them apart, and I have to even it's the extended editions too. So, but if I had to choose one, probably the third one. Yeah,
but maybe a better question would be like, what was your favorite movie from last year?
Yeah, well, I don't, maybe that's hard to say.
I think I would probably go with
Lego
the Shaun
Batman
the Sheep
movie.
Was that technically last year?
That was this year.
Well, it depends on. Okay, fine, whatever.
Okay, fine, whatever.
You Mama, say last year, I think in the last year.
Right, I meant 2006.
What do you think? What are your all-time favorite movies? You have a little deeper of a catalog than we do.
I do. Well, if I had to just pick, I would probably say the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah.
Because I've watched that one over and over, and I never get tired of watching that.
After we finish Smallville, maybe we'll...
Yeah.
But that'll also take about 30 days.
But I was trying to go back a little farther and think about other things that I enjoy watching. I like that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, I was going to put that probably number two.
I have watched that movie so many times and I never get tired of watching it.
I know.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I agree. That was probably right behind Lord of the Rings for me.
I like a lot of the old classic movies too. The Sound of Music. Some of the old Disney movies like Lady and the Tramp. You know, something that goes back to my childhood. I like some of those, too.
Yep. Yes, I mean, that's what would have been my list. Y'all pretty much mentioned it. Lord of the Rings, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Princess Bride. So, yeah. There you go, Leon. All right.
Well, I have to add one more.
Okay.
There are a lot of Ernest movies.
Yeah.
That
have, I'm just going to say Ernest.
They have a lot of memories for me. They're not great movies, no. But I had so much fun when I was dating and stuff going to see the stupid Ernest movies.
There you go.
That they hold a lot of memories too.
Yeah, absolutely. Next question. All right, here we go. This is a good question because it relates to what we were talking about earlier in the episode. This comes from James Haining.
Hey, Caleb, I've got a question for the 4th of July. If you could serve under any U.S. president, who would it be and why? And what position in his cabinet would you want?
Wow.
Why did it, in the middle of the old song, did it suddenly break out into like a hip-hop
I don't know.
Rap beat?
That's a great... I'm going to have to find out. Okay, so James Haining, I was talking to him earlier. He's a bluegrass musician, so I understand the bluegrass part. I'm not sure about the big beat.
I mean,
there,
it just sounded kind of colonial-ish.
I
kind of
liked it, actually.
And then it just... Boom, 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 yeah. Boom,
boom, boom. Okay, how do you even start on this question? Favorite, or which president would you want to serve under, Mama? Reagan, you could get some jelly beans.
That's good.
But they're licorice, so maybe not so
well,
much.
Well, a couple of them came to mind. It would be very interesting to serve under Theodore Roosevelt.
That's exactly yeah, what I was thinking.
I think we were all thinking that. Yeah.
I would like to just have some, I don't know what role it would be, but just to be able to travel with him. He traveled a lot, saw a lot of
the country.
He
just sounds like an interesting, fun guy.
I'm his personal assistant that keeps him from dying in the heat.
Yeah.
That's the role I have.
Yeah.
And the other one that came to mind, and I'm not really even sure why, is James Madison. I think it would have been very interesting just to follow his career. And
his wife was a good baker.
Yeah. Dolly Madison.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just an interesting time in the country during that time period. So, anyway,
yeah,
those are the two that came to mind.
Did my brothers have any extra thoughts on that?
Benjamin Franklin.
That was actually what I was going to say too, Seth.
Benjamin.
America's greatest president.
President Franklin.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I like...
During,
I think
like the space race would be kind of a fun time too.
Kennedy.
Sounds really... Yeah. Yeah. Except for you serving for Kennedy, spoiler alert. Yeah.
I want to be... There's the downsides
hold
to
on.
It, but...
I want to be Kennedy's vice president.
Okay. That seems like you have an ulterior motive there, but... All right, there you go, James. I think that's enough for that question. All right, next question. This one comes from Ethan, aka Master Eth.
Do you like extra watermelon chewing gum? And if you've never had it, or actually under any circumstances, get a pack and try it on the show. Both the people on the show, just do it. I want to see your reactions. Personally, it's one of my favorite gums, but... You know, it's my opinion, and I just want to know your opinion on extra watermelon chewing gum.
Ethan, is that his name?
Yep.
This is a podcast, and we
chewing
don't have
gum on podcast
video,
is,
so you can't really see it.
Well, Ethan, I already have gum in my mouth, so I'm going to have to wait a minute to get the gum taste.
Well,
throw me a pack, Caleb.
Good news, Ethan, is we went down to the grocery store. Bad news is they didn't have any. The good news beyond that is that we went to the Fred's and they did have some. So, guess what?
Cool. You got gum for us.
We have gum to chew.
Yeah, but I'm going to have mixed gum because I already had a piece of gum in my mouth. And it's
also, I was eating Whoppers, which has a bit of a chocolate flavor.
Well, this is going to be interesting then.
Well, we're
going to
smell it. Oh, wow. That's intense.
It smells good. So, sounds like y'all's...
Do I eat the whole stick at once?
Sure. I don't know. He didn't
I'm
say
really
he didn't.
I'm really more of a half stick person, but I'll go full stick just for this.
Okay. So there you go.
Okay, trying I haven't tried it yet. I'm still waiting for the spearmint to go taste to go away a little bit.
We try a couple of Whoppers. Maybe that'll help.
Nah. Nobody's got anything to
do with
it.
Gonna have some good chewing sound bites.
Okay.
There you go.
Here I go. I'm gonna give it a try.
Okay. This doesn't taste like I remember it tasting. It's not as strong. I think maybe this is an old pack of gum.
Or maybe your taste buds are just weaker.
That could be.
Well,
they're out of practice.
Yeah.
Got to break. Got to exercise.
If it came from Fred's, it tastes a little soapy.
Yeah, everything that tastes it comes from Fred tastes a little bit like soap.
I still say it's got to do with their target demographic and that the people they cater to just like that soapy taste.
Maybe so. What kind of people like everything to taste like soap?
I was thinking older people, but
older people who can't taste like yeah, okay. Okay. Well, what's your first impressions?
Well, it's juicy.
Okay.
I think this is a bad pack. I think it's
I think we need to try this again on another podcast. I don't think the Fred's version of this is really acceptable.
Mine's pretty good.
Should we ask him where should we go and get it?
Okay, Master Ethan. Sorry, Master Eth. Where do you like to buy your gum? Okay, let us know.
If you get it from Fred's, then we can give you an honest opinion on it.
The texture is okay at the moment, but I can tell that it's going to get real hard and not be very chewable in a minute.
Could be. Seth, what were you going to say? He's still chewing. He's having a hard time talking.
It is juicy.
Hold on. We got to blow a bubble and see if it works for blowing bubbles.
Bubble blowing contest. Here we go.
That's what I was going to do, but I had a bubble ready to go, and then Mama interrupted my bubble blowing.
It's going to get stuck in the windscreen.
Yeah. Don't blow a bubble into your pop filter. Thank you.
Okay.
So I do it without the pop filter?
Okay. Hang on.
I was going to say this is not very good gum for bubble blowing.
Yeah. Not so much for
bubble. You got to break it in, though.
I think from my past experience with the extra watermelon, because I actually have had it before, is it loses its flavor quickly. Mm. And it just kind of gets a stale, hard rubber feeling.
I'm more a fan of the extra sour apple.
Really?
But it does give you that buh of flavor, you know, when you first put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's real juicy, but okay, it's something I would chew for about 5 minutes.
What is everyone's favorite flavor of gum? That we should suggest to Master Eth.
I think I got a good bubble there.
Whatever.
Master Eth, yeah. I don't really chew much gum. I don't know.
Stride peppermint.
Yeah, I mean, that's still pretty good.
That's my favorite.
No, I'd either go with Stride sweet peppermint, or I would go with extra sour green apple. It used to be cool green apple.
Did you say sour cream apple?
No, but they have that too.
What about
sounds,
sour scream apple?
That sounds like the worst sour cream apple gum.
I cannot blow a bubble with this.
I couldn't either. I could pull one in, but I couldn't blow one out.
It tears every time I try to blow a bubble.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Seth, do you have a favorite?
No.
Nope.
Okay,
then. I don't chew gum very much.
Seth's favorite is whatever flavor somebody has to give him.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, Master Eth, there you go. There's your challenge. Go try some Stride peppermint on your station. And so there you go. It's like the gum challenge.
Or sour green apple.
Or if you want to try it, no. Sour green apple, sure. If you want to be brave, try the sour cream apple.
And if you could still find it, the cool green apple is really great.
Did you know?
They haven't made that since I was like 15, so you know.
Sour cream apple is the official.
Probably not good anymore.
Sour cream apple is the official gum of Canada. Yeah. Look it up. All right.
Back to my previous gum.
Okay, so before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
And this is Uncle Eddie for Uncle Eddie's genuine, old-fashioned sour cream and apple chewing gum. I got the recipe for sour cream and apple back in 1947. When me and Johnny were part of a chewing gum gang known as the Cincinnati Redlegs. I drove a 52 Indian and Johnny drove a Toyota steamboat down the Erie Canal. We stopped at a Mexican apple orchard and saw the recipe tattooed on the forearm of a Polynesian islander. And that man went on to be the great uncle of J. Edgar Hoover. So for long-lasting flavor and fresher breath, try Uncle Eddie's old-fashioned sour cream apple chewing gum. And don't forget to also look for Uncle Eddie's old-timey hominy soda pop, now available in a Woolworths near you.
Okay, guys, we're back, and it's time for Sound Advice, the final segment of the show in which we bring you some real-life advice to use in your everyday. So, who wants to go first?
My advice is to buy an unlocked phone that works on all four U.S. carriers, and then just change your phone number around every couple of months to a different carrier and get free phone service from them whenever they run a promo.
Okay. So how do you get an unlocked phone?
You just buy one on Amazon or something.
They're a little more expensive, but you save money in the long run.
They're not necessarily more expensive, but they're probably more expensive than what people think about, because most people usually buy theirs and pay for it in monthly installments. So it seems like it's more, but it's actually probably less. It's just you have to pay it all up front.
Okay, then. Yep. That's good advice, I guess.
Yeah, basically just freeload on other networks, just bouncing
Noah's
around.
Advice is to mooch
it's
off.
It's not exactly sound advice, because it's kind of one of those advices that's kind of, you have to put a lot of effort into it, and it's not necessarily a guarantee that it's going to work. So it's kind of more of the, what's the opposite of sound?
Silence.
Yeah, okay. It's silent advice.
Okay. All right, my sound advice this week has to do with the socks Seth referenced.
I was going to say that for my sound advice.
But they're my socks. I get
to do
this.
Yeah, but it was your flumble.
Flumble?
Flumble.
Is that a word?
That's a great word. It's
did
like
you
a
take the gum out of your mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's definitely, I definitely get that one.
I was going to make fun of you, though.
Okay, well, how about we
hold
share
on, let's,
it
let's go
week.
With Caleb's first, and then I want to hear Seth's.
Okay.
We'll share this sound advice this week. Okay, so here's the thing. I wanted a bag of assorted color socks, and I looked and looked and looked, and can you believe nobody online sells men's athletic socks that are just assorted colors? Nobody, except DXL, which is men's extra large company. So I bought a pair of socks from them, or a bag of socks. Little did I know that they were going to be huge.
Large.
Yeah.
They might fit Chad.
No, because Chad said his feet weren't that big, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. We tried them on, and they come up to like my knees, and they're just supposed to be like athletic socks. So unless I want to look like I'm a soccer player, I don't really know what to do with these socks. So that was my take. If you want to buy socks, be careful what you buy, and
buy the size that fits you next time.
I thought they wouldn't be that big. I mean, like, I thought socks generally run a little small.
My sound advice was simply look at the measurements on the socks that you buy when they're online.
Well, they said 13 through 15. That was the size. So I was like,
that's the shoe size. That's like the foot from the front of it to the heel part. That doesn't talk about the size up the leg.
Wait, are you saying that shoe sizes and sock sizes are different?
Yes.
Well, I mean, obviously, if it's a 13 to 15, then it's got more variation than a 13 size 13
shoe.
No.
What I'm saying is, it has the shoe size, but that's from the front of the sock, the tip of it, where the toes are, to the heel portion where it's extra padded. It doesn't give you the length up the leg.
Yeah, and since it was extra large men, then you have to assume that they were tall, so they needed longer socks, I guess.
Well, there you go. So that was my flumble of the week. Hope that helps you. Mama?
Go ahead.
Do you have any sound advice this week?
Well, I could go back and give advice about buying
toilet paper. Yeah.
Share your wise wisdom with us.
Share your toilet paper wisdom.
I'm surprised that there's not a Wirecutter article on this.
It's very complicated, apparently, to figure it all out. But my conclusions after reading all the blogs I could find on it and looking at the consumer reports and what have you is to go with the medium grade. You know?
Uh-huh. Medium grade toilet paper.
Medium grade. Don't go with the cheap stuff that's like sandpaper, and don't go for that fluffy stuff. Just go right for the medium grade, whatever the cheap stuff is. And everybody says the best cheap stuff is White Cloud. And the only place you can buy it is at Walmart.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Walmart's in Canada.
No, you can buy it here.
That's Gray Cloud. There you go.
So I think I'm going to Walmart, and I'm going to get us some White Cloud to go to Helena.
If you don't buy it at Walmart, does that make it Gray Market White Cloud?
Yes,
Black
it would.
Black Market White Cloud?
No, Gray Market. Why Black would Market would be like actually counterfeit.
Oh,
or okay. Red Market is Target.
I really lost the analogy here. Sorry,
actually,
guys.
The Target brand did come in really well for middle of the road.
So wait, you're saying that off-brand toilet paper is the way to go?
Yes, honestly, off-brand. Go buy whatever the store brand is.
The premium store brand.
Maybe not the premium, because then it's
the
too,
medium store brand.
Yeah, the medium store brand.
Not the super, okay. super El Cheapo store yeah. brand, though.
Wow. I have one other tiny little piece of advice.
Go ahead.
If you buy Whoppers, buy enough for everybody.
Because they don't want to be that one person who buys Whoppers and won't share.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not that Noah's that way. He is very nice.
No, he's usually good because he'll leave them out and we'll eat them all and he'll come back and there won't be any.
Hey, did you buy cashews too?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, well. Maybe next trip.
All right, guys. It's time to sign off in that case. So let's go ahead and say sayonara, everybody.
I'll see you after we get back from Helena.
Noah Hardwick.
Flumble later. I don't know how either of those make sense as a farewell.
You said sign off, so I just signed my name.
Okay, then Noah signs off, and
can I say John Hancock then?
Sure, why not? And just remember, everybody, to stay safe
and don't be flumble.
Stupid. And don't flumble. I like that. Stay safe and don't flumble, everybody. Peace out, everybody. Talk to you again next week.